Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a platform decision that could define how fast and how compliantly you hire in the UAE for the next few years. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Here's a stat that stopped me cold. 9 in 10 UAE employers already use some kind of ATS or job board, but only 22% have adopted AI-powered screening. That's a massive gap. And with AI hiring demand in the UAE growing 48% year on year, that gap is quickly becoming a competitive liability. So, what's the decision private sector employers need to make right now? It comes down to two paths, bolt-on or AI native. Bolt-on means you take your existing enterprise ATS, think Workday or SAP SuccessFactors, and layer AI on top. Workday did this by acquiring HiredScore for talent matching and Paradox for conversational hiring. SAP added Joule as an AI co-pilot. The core system stays, and AI plugs in as add-on modules. AI native is a completely different philosophy. These platforms were designed around AI from day one. Screening, sourcing, candidate interaction, it all runs through AI agents, not bolt-on modules. Ovi, NeoRecruit, and Ashby fall into this category. Now here's the thing most people miss. This isn't just a software preference. It determines your compliance surface, your vendor audit burden, and how easily you meet Moore's amortization reporting requirements. Speaking of compliance, there are four UAE-specific risks you need to know. First, Moore rules. Federal Decree Law 33 says no AI system can autonomously decide a candidate's amortization eligibility. A human must make that call. Any platform that auto-rejects without human review creates direct regulatory exposure. Second, Arabic language blind spots. Western AI tools produce false negative rates of 30 to 40% for non-native English speakers in UAE contexts. That's not an efficiency gain, that's systematically missing qualified candidates. Third, UAE data protection law. Every AI vendor that stores candidate data independently needs its own data processing agreement. Bolt-on stacks multiply this burden fast. And fourth, periodic bias audits. Multiple AI vendors means multiple audit trails. The efficiency gains start getting eaten up by compliance overhead. So how do you choose? If you're already on Workday or SAP with 200 plus hires a year, bolt-on probably makes sense. Activate the native AI modules you already have access to. If you're doing 20 to 200 hires a year and don't have an enterprise suite yet, an AI native ATS is the smarter move. Ovi was built specifically for GCC workflows. It has two AI agents, Sora for sourcing and Milo for screening. Milo conducts audio chats with candidates, real conversations about salary expectations, English proficiency, relocation willingness, and culture fit. Because both agents share a single candidate graph, there are no data silos. Plans start free, with starter at $99 a month, and Ovi's approach aligns with UAE PDPL, GDPR, and SOC 2 Type 2 standards. For under 20 hires a year on a tight budget, tools like Manitol or HiresApp give you AI-assisted screening without the full enterprise commitment. Here's the real takeaway. The UAE recruiting stack decision isn't about which tools have the flashiest features. It's about how many compliance burdens you're willing to carry and whether your AI actually understands the candidates you're trying to hire. Make that decision deliberately now, before the next wave of AI capability arrives and the rework gets a lot more expensive. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. I'm your host, and we'll see you next time.